Well, we got a full house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good spirit. Amen. As soon as you walk in a church or walk in a room, you can tell what type of spirit it is. You know, if they're going to flow or it's going to be a contrary spirit, then you got to get ready to fight, you know. Amen. Yeah, I've been there before. I've been to some contrary churches. I've been to a church so contrary, my son closed his Bible. I said, man, you supposed to stay with me, man. He said, man, I just couldn't handle it no more. I was ready to go, Daddy. Yeah, thank God bless me. I go to my boys' churches now. I'm more honored and have a freedom to flow. I receive, man. A freedom to flow, you know. And we can get more in the spirit. If you don't have to be fighting all them demons, you know. And contrary people. You know, you got to, because you got to, if you want to help the people who not contrary, you got to fight the contrary one. You got to put them in place. Let them know they're not going to run nothing here. Amen. I'll say that in a minute, you know. Yeah. Because once I take the pulpit, I'm in charge. Amen. Amen. I learned that from my dad many years ago. I followed the prophet. And he would take charge of a service in the anointing. In the anointing. As an anointing to take charge. Amen. You're going to have to pay attention tonight and get in the flow. I want to take in some territories tonight that I actually have not too much been in myself. Hallelujah. So this would be sort of virgin territory for the body of Christ. It's been there, but we haven't moved into it. Because we need to be in a certain position to move into it. We have this everywhere we go. People prophesying over their finances. That's what they're doing. You'll hear more about that tonight. But I remember some people approaching the step at Word of Life, and the Lord said to me, they're prophesying over their finances. And financial changes going to take place in their life. Everybody bless.
Yes, sir.
I say hallelujah.
Glory
to God. We're going to have a great meeting. Yeah. Yield to the Holy Ghost. I receive. In case y'all don't want to give no more, I got $80,000 in my pocket. Amen. Yeah. In my pocket. Now, Father, we thank you so much for this supernatural money coming to me conference. I see some territories you want to go into. You know I can't go by myself, so I'm trusting you to reveal to me through the Holy Ghost. And let the Holy Ghost set on this place to help each one of us to see the reality of prosperity, wealth, increase, and abundance that is part of your program. And we just want to thank you. We can bring clarity tonight, and we'll do exactly what you tell us to do. Thank you for this church. Thank you for all the congregation that are here and those who have come to visit. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And I want you to open your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Because there are some things that need to be dealt with. Wrong structure or wrong foundation, you can't build a right structure on it. And what I've seen over these years, these 20-something years, in the Lord appointed me to minister financial freedom to the body of Christ, that they can be debt-free and they can flow, and they can have more than enough, and they can, their dreams can be fulfilled. It's not a false dream, because it seems like it's so much. It can be fulfilled. But the structure in the body of Christ at large about prosperity, about wealth, about increase, about abundance, about living debt-free lives, about living a good life, has not been built properly. We talk about it. We dig around it. But yet, before we really can build it properly, there are some things have to be moved. There are some things that have caused problem on us building properly. And so, you know, I was in Baltimore minding my own business, praying in the Holy Ghost, and the Lord brought me in a prophetic scene. Now, the prophetic job is to get you to hear the voice of God. Prophetic insight, and then the prophetic specialized, listen very carefully now, in Rhema word. A Rhema word is a live word activated at the moment. Rhema don't wait. And so kept telling me about how to get the body of Christ. We know about meditation, about revelation. We know about. But I don't know how many in the body of Christ who know how to prophesy over their prosperity. And say, my, almost that praying in tongue, boy. To prophesy. Removing all blockage. Unstopping every line. But it is religious spirit. Traditional spirit. Denominational spirits. That seem to have a little oddness with the way we roll. Just like great healing revivals took place.
Yes, sir.
Great revivals calling people into Christ. Uh-huh. Prosperity is the same with God.
Yes, sir.
Jesus died for your prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Men have a tendency they don't want to put the cross in the same category with prosperity, yes, as if it's some other subject.
Right.
But the Bible don't say that.
Amen.
So until we get the cobwebs out of our mind,
right,
about prosperity, it's not going to ever come through.
Right.
And so we need to deal with this. We need to get this down. We need to get this straight. We need to not care what somebody else say. It's what the Lord say. Amen. It's what the Lord say. It's what the Lord say about my life. It's not what you say about my life. Is what the Lord say about my life.
Yes, sir.
And so, in dealing with that, the Lord told me there's some structures you're going to have to get down this week.
Yes, sir.
And so, hey, take me to Jeremiah. If you look with me a minute, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, now here's something else he said, I what? Sanctified thee, I set thee apart. And then he says, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation.
Right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've been dealing with.
Yes,
in the financial aspect of the church, prosperity. Money cometh is prophetical.
Yes, it is. Yep.
The money keep on coming.
Yes, it
is prophetical.
Yes.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
That's prophetical. I'm headed to my wealthy place. That's prophetical. All the while, that type of prophesying we've been placing on the body of Christ, but the Lord said, now it's time to tear some things down so we can get there faster. All right? So you notice here, and then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. I mean, the seventh verse. But the Lord said to me, say not, I'm a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Oh, I like verse 8. I love verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces. Boy, I've seen some faces in my day. Be not afraid of their faces, because I came in teaching this message real strong from the beginning. And I could see people expression on their face because that foundation wasn't there. Some religion, some tradition, some denominational opinion was there. And that's what I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about a brand new day. About the Christ. So he said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. Glory.
Glory.
I can't hear you. Glory. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom. Now here's what we have to do to get this flow going. To root out some things about prosperity, things about the good life that the church don't understand. Ministers don't understand. If they did, if we wouldn't have room. We'd have ministers all up here, had to put them inside the wall. But they don't understand. They don't even know. They don't even recognize a gift when it comes to them. They don't recognize that it'll change their life, change their ministry, change the people's lives that they're passing, but they don't recognize it, so therefore they stay away. But there are some things have to be rooted out. Thoughts and words. Associates. Psalm 1 talk about that. Psalm 1 says if you really want to walk with the Lord, there's some people you're going to have to separate from. Y'all know that. Y'all know Psalm 1 said that, right? There's some people you cannot sit with. Because they'll hold you back. Because they don't understand. So he says here in Jeremiah, prophetically, he says here in Jeremiah, verse 10, see I this day set thee over the nation and over kingdom. Now you got to see it. Now when he's talking about seeing that, somebody said that seeing that, I mean, he's not talking about natural seeing. You have to see it in the spirit.
Yes.
To root out, number one. Number two, what? There are some doggone things that got to be pulled down if you're going to get your breakthrough. Pull down, holding me back, and to destroy. And to throw down. Some you can't pull down, you got to throw them down. Some will fight back. Some of these traditional demons will fight back. You gotta throw them down. And say, and to build and to plant. Now, condition. Let's look at some condition here that have been in the body of Christ. I've used this scripture is one of my first two scriptures I'm use that I've used when I first 27 years ago started teaching on money coming. First Samuel. Chapter 22.
Yes, sir.
I remember when I found this verse, Ron. I found this verse. I said, my God, this is where the body of Christ been. And you need to understand how to get out. David sometimes stood in the prophet office. And he would teach people how to get delivered from certain things. Now, these things here, we're going to locate these things when I first read this. In 1 Samuel 22?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't act like you're there and you're not there now, but make sure you're there because you need to see this. David, verse 1, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave. He escaped to the cave. Because, you know, he had to escape because, you know, they're here. Because they're out to get him. See, when you're a little bit different. When you're a little bit different, people are out to get you, you know. Because you're upsetting their stage. You're upsetting the normal pace. You've been going that way so long. Here comes somebody else. Say, no, that's not the whole deal.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've been through that, you know. So David had to escape. Because when someone see an anointing on you, they're going to expose them. They won't shut you down. God, people will not be held back no more. Come on, I need somebody to help me here. No, you won't stay in the same condition. No. You're going to switch from labor to favor. God's grace is in his house. God's grace is on your house. God's grace is on you right now. You will make a difference. You're going to receive this. Make a difference. And so there, and the Spirit of God is talking to me now. There are some things in the church that have been built in the church we have to escape from. And the only way is that your eyes be open and that you receive a fresh anointing. Say it,
I receive a fresh anointing.
For prosperity, for abundance, for wealth, for increase.
I receive it tonight.
All right, you may be seated. Maybe seated. Hallelujah. Maybe seated. Hallelujah. Glory. I trained under one of the best prophets that ever stood on the face of the earth. And I see why the Lord had me under him so long. Because in many ways tonight, this meeting, I will walk in the prophetic office. There are some things we need to experience and see and understand. So I want you to just bear with me and yield with me as we work in the aspect of yielding to the Holy Ghost. So he said he escaped to the cave of Adullam, and when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Now notice in verse 2, I remember when I first read this, I probably was in this condition myself when I first read it, but I tell you what, I kept reading it. And I know that was a means of escape. And so it says here, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone. See, now I read this verse many times. I just got a revelation. I just saw it. Everyone. That means nobody left. That means I can handle every case. That means it doesn't matter how long you've been there. I can do something about it tonight. He said, didn't he say everyone? Everyone, including me. So, in thinking about that, there is not an impossible financial case in this house tonight. Everybody in here can get their miracle, can get their sign, and can get their wonders in finances. Every dream can come alive in this house tonight. Everyone, say everyone.
Everyone includes me.
See, so I want you to personalize tonight. I don't know what way, how far you're going to take me tonight, but I want you to personalize it that he's talking to me, because he said everyone. I don't care how long you've been on the backbone. I don't care what side of the track you live on. I don't care what your family came through. I don't want to hear all that tonight. To you, everyone. Say it three times. Everyone was in distress. Everyone was in debt. Everyone that was discontented. Everyone. God do not plan to leave nobody behind. How many of y'all think he's going to help you tonight? See, because you're going to turn prophetic. And instead of just confessing over your finances, you're going to prophesy.
Teach me.
Hallelujah.
Everyone.
Good God Almighty. And look at those three things. Everyone that was in distress, all these money issues. Everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontent, all that money issue. Distress, debt, and discontentment is money issue. Now notice what happened. People don't want to do this, but you doing it tonight. Gather themselves unto him. He must have had a word. Got to be had an anointing. And he had a mantle for the very thing I need. And so they gathered, the people had, just like you, they gathered together that there's evidence that there's deliverance in my life. Yes. You don't need no magnifying glass to find out I'm blessed. And he did it. And he sent me to you to tell you how he did it. And he anointed me for you. Hallelujah. And he became a captain over them. Yes. And there were with him about 400 men. Mm. Now, there were so many things that tried to stop David from carrying out the message. And I want to take you to a verse that will train you how to prophesy, how to position yourself for prosperity. It's another verse, and the Lord showed me more about it. And that whole, we're going to a psalm. I'll tell you one in a minute. I don't want you to get ahead of me. Well, we're going to a psalm where they were trying to hold David back. Because they know once David got out, he's going to bring a lot of people with him. Yes. And I catch a little more slack than you. Yes. Yeah, you see the one, they try to hold me because they know you going where I go. Yes. And so in this psalm, it reveals, they keep using the word let. Let not. I keep using that word. Mm-hmm. And finally I got to the final word, let. Mm-hmm. Right. Let is sort of like opening a valve. Yeah. Let the water come through. Yeah. And let is like opening a valve. Yeah, so let the prosperity come through. Yeah. See, the vow, your vow is personal. I'm sorry to tell you, I can't open your vow. But you're here, aren't you? Wave your hand if you're here. How many of y'all plan on opening your vow? See? So I believe that God gave all of his children a vow to open. You know, it's revelation, it's insight, faith, being led by the Spirit. But I want to show you this psalm. I read the whole psalm over and over. Psalm 35. David said, there's some people trying to hold me back. Don't let them hold me back. Yes, don't let darkness overtake me. Don't let them do this. Don't let them do this. But then he got down to the final analysis of our text. And you read it, got about 8 or 9 let not Psalm 35. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me shout at me about myself tonight. How many of y'all open your vow already?
Yeah.
Don't open it, one round. Keep opening it. A vow, you got to keep.
Yes, sir. All the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice in Psalm 35. Now, further up, it got some more lets. But here at verse 25, he said, let them not say in their heart, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Then he said in verse 26, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my hurt. He goes on and said, let them be dulled with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. But then David get to my verse, my text here. This is a prophetic moment. This is a prophetic moment over your life tonight. Yeah, you get ready to prophesy your prosperity tonight. Because here's something I want to share with you that the average person don't know.
All right.
My prosperity magnifies God.
Come on.
In me being prosperous is not just about me.
Right.
And when you learn that and put it in the right place, I want to be prosperous because God want me prosperous. And I want my prosperity to magnify him. I want to be able to say he did it. I can't explain it. Abraham told the man, hold that. I don't want that money. He said, because I don't want no man to say he made me rich. I want God to get this glory. Is it possible for God to get glory out of my prosperity? See, now the church world, you got to tear that down. They don't know that that's another way for God to get his glory. As you reveal that you couldn't take care of yourself, but God have put me in a place of more than enough. You see the point? You see? That God promises the words that God spoke over us when they begin to manifest and demonstrate in our life, the sinner will say, the heathen will say, he's a real God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just clapping your hand and jumping up and down. That's all right, but that's for you. But you got to let God manifest his blessing in your life so the whole world can see it. He wants them to see something. Listen. Here's another let. Verse 27.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this now. I got to pull something down. Watch what's going to happen. Being born again, being filled with the Spirit, is powerful and it brings great joy. But there's something else that brings great joy. Being out of see, let them shout for joy. And we're going at the end of the verse, he's talking about prosperity. You really haven't shouted yet. The Lord go to work in your books. The Lord go to counseling things you can't explain. The Lord start, the meal just keep coming up in the barrel, you know? You thought you're gonna run out and die, but the meal just keep coming up. God, listen, God sets you up. This is a setup tonight. You got the Holy Spirit. But he wants me to minister to you that God is about to set you up to get out, that you can have joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes, sir. I love it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
So in all of this opposition and all these people trying to stop David, David finally got down and said, let them shout for joy. And be glad. And I found out David talking about his
righteousness.
That favor my righteous cause. Say a righteous man prayer maketh tremendous power available. A righteous man also have an anointing for tremendous prosperity. To make it available.
He would have to.
Righteousness is a divine force from heaven. Psalm 112 tell us about it. What should be in a righteous man's house? Wealth and riches. Just a few moments. Be glad. It's fair, my right. Let them say continuously. Let the Lord be magnified. Which has pleasure. What's the opposite of pleasure? If you do it for a servant, what about a son? A dog. See, but there's so many things that we are uprooting now to understand It's all right to be rich.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got many amen on that.
It's all right to be rich.
It's all right to be blessed.
Yes,
it's all right to have more than enough.
Yes,
it's all right to buy somebody else a house.
Yes,
buy somebody else a car. Going in my spirit now. How many of you are willing to be a prosperity agent for God? In other words, what God going to do, he's going to bless you so much. He's going to use you to fulfill some of the... You heard that? He's going to use you to fulfill some of the promises that he won't give to his other children. Now, I can prove this in scripture. He says, write this, sit down, write this. Let me bring prosperity back to my people through you. Let me bring prosperity back to my people through you. In other words, I'm going to use you as an agent.
Thank you, Father.
All right, now. And joy seemed to flow with prosperity.
Yes, sir.
When he says, let me bring prosperity back to my people through you. Now, if another familiar scripture, but we've got to look at it now because we just looked at it. Let them shout for joy. That's fear of my righteous call. Let them continue to say, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his son. God, my prosperity gives God pleasure.
Yes, sir. Right.
So I yield right now that my prosperity can flow and give God pleasure. Jeremiah 33:9. I mean, it's so connected. It's so clear. I mean, it's so clear. It's right there in the Bible. Right there in the book. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm almost through.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know the Spirit, we want to move through here in a minute. The Holy Ghost back God's word up. All you got to do is preach the word. I feel it present now. All you got to do is preach the word. Yeah, preach the word. Preach the word and the Holy Ghost will back you up. Now you're about to become an agent of prosperity. Not only prosperous, but God is calling. I never used that before. He's about to make somebody up in here an agent of prosperity. To be an agent of prosperity, you have to be prosperous. Oh, I see some of y'all not available. Sure. I ain't wasting my breath. Some of y'all not available here. Here's a revelation. God will not only make you prosper, but if he can hear you say, I'll be an agent. Because you got a whole lot of people don't know half what you know, but they want to get through. They want to roll. So he'll use you as an agent to show them he really can do it. How many of y'all willing to be an agent? See, you can't be selfish all by yourself. That's one of the things hold prosperity back, because you just want what you can get. But if you say, God, I want to be a pipeline, flow through me. God looking for somebody up in here tonight to do a quick work with them. I'm willing to be an agent. Flow through me. Good God Almighty. Jeremiah 33. This verse is so loaded. Every time I preach it, I do an injustice.
Wow.
Here it start off with joy, and it shall be Jeremiah 33:9.
Yes.
And it shall be to me a name of joy.
Yes.
So prosperity give God joy.
Yes.
Prosperity praise God.
Yes.
of praise and honor.
Yes.
Joy, praise, and honor. Say it.
Joy, praise, and honor.
Say it again.
Joy, praise, and honor.
Say it again.
Joy, praise, and honor.
Along with prosperity is joy, praise, and honor. You think you've been praising God. You wake up with no notes. The car in the garage you lack. The Bible talk about stuff. People won't, they want to get all spiritual. No, the Bible talk about stuff. See, God bragged on Job. First chapter. What about my servant Job? He didn't say he go to church and, you know, you say you're a righteous man, but then he started talking about what Job had. What is God doing here? He's bragging on Job's prosperity. He's bragging on how Job had let him bless it. What about my servant Abraham? Let me just tell you, stuff don't make God nervous. Not having stuff make God nervous.
Come on.
So God is really nervous tonight. Notice this. My goodness. Notice this. It shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, an honor before all the nation of the earth. What shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness. All. For all the prosperity that I placed on them. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So you give God joy and honor and praise. God don't want his children suffering.
That's right.
And in this world you need some money.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes,
sir. To live in this world, you will have to have some money. That's why, I don't know why God called me talking about you got some gold to sell. Say, now you got some gold to sell. I got the money. You got the gold. Why you won't take my no good money for your good gold? I'll keep the money. Now, to make this, hallelujah, I feel like shouting right now. To make this come alive, you have the right to prophesy over your prosperity. You have a right to call prosperity that be not as though it were, because it do exist. Are you following me? Now notice with me a few scriptures here. I believe we're here Hebrews 11:6. You see, how does it fit in? I want you to see. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yes.
He that cometh to God
must
believe that he is.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
But we stopped there.
No. All right. Keep going. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I see.
But he's the rewarder.
Yes.
Not a rewarder, there's a prosperity word.
Yes.
But he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek the prosperity.
No, him.
That diligently seek cars and houses.
Seek him.
Seek him.
All right, I'm telling you a secret right here.
Yes, sir.
So if you go all in all, well, Shake, if you go all in all for what God wants to do in this church, that's when. You diligent and you're faithful. And you know this, and you know this, and you know this too. seek his will. Seek his purpose. Seek his path. Seek his plan. Give him the glory.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
He's a reward of them that what? Ever since I've been teaching this message, I never went after money.
Come on.
I've never prayed about no money. I never prayed over this meeting how much money gonna come in. I don't pray over it.
Yes, sir.
I don't pray over none of my meeting but money. I pray about the people. They get the message. If they get the message, I'm satisfied. Oh, God gonna get the money to me. I ain't gotta worry about it. God will get it to you. Oh, my goodness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So I want you to see, because there in John 5:39 now, there's a dilemma. Search the scripture. One of my sons was preaching and said, y'all got the scripture, but in them you think you have life. But they testify of me. Then the 40th verse, John 5:40 said, and you won't come to me that you might have life. Now, what I'm talking about, this prosperity, how we got over here? The prosperity is developed by seeking God.
Yes.
Not seeking the $3,000 you need. And one thing I know about God, he's not a cheap God. No. And I mean, God always, he give extra. He's a good God. How many of y'all believe he's a good God? He give extra. So, let me get a jumping off place here. So, those two scriptures will help you. Hebrews 11:6, John 5:39-40. Prosperity magnifies God. Poverty magnifies the devil. Let go see Shishka. The prophetic is calling you to hear the voice of God, to hear a rhema word. Now notice, and then you never seen this before. I had neither, because I had some things still blocking this. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14:3. I had some things still blocking this. God showed it to me when he told me to come and teach you how to prophesy over your prosperity. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed?
Yes.
Now you say, what in the world has got 1 Corinthians 14:3? But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification and also exaltation and comfort. Edify, exalt, and comfort, place you in the area of the supernatural provision of your Father. And so when you're in that supernatural provision, prophesying about it properly edify you, exalt you, and comfort you. I don't know if you're seeing me now. You see, when the prophetic is functioning, whatever it's functioning in, it exalts. It edifies. And it's comfort. See, so no matter what the financial condition you in now, tonight, by the Spirit of God, you are being exalted. You are being edified. And you're being comforted to know that you're on your way to be where all those scriptures you know is about to manifest and come alive in your life. Every confession you have made, every declaration you have made, you must be edified tonight. You must be exalted tonight. And you must come to the place of comfort to know that my finances are all right. God handling some things for me right now. He handling so much for me, I believe I'm going to shout right now. Be exalted. Be exalted. Be edified. Come into the comfort of the Holy Ghost. See, prophecy, the prophetic, brings in a certain exaltation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Edification, it builds you up. Yes. And it soothes you. Yes. It's so powerful, you get into a comfort zone. So, oh, this is going to work out all right. That's right. That's right. Now, before you left the house, it might not have been looking all right. Come on. Come on. Yeah. But you have left the house now. Yes. And you're in God's house. Yes. And God is saying to you, as I train you to prophesy, let them shout for joy. Yeah. See, to prophesy over your finances, God said, listen, son, we would not put those three words with prosperity. Because prosperity, the church have called prosperity contamination.
Right.
Yes, sir.
They say you don't love the Lord because you're living good. Well, Abraham sure didn't love him. Solomon didn't love him. Job didn't love him either. See, we're taught backwards about this thing through religion. But you the generation that's going to show off for your God. Come on now.
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Hallelujah. Exalt. Be exalted in your prosperity. Be exalted about prosperity. Be edified by prosperity. Be comfortable about prosperity. Don't be uneasy when you see prosperity. Don't be uneasy when somebody talking about prosperity. That belong to me. You know how religion is. You know how the church have taught this. You go to talk about prosperity. Now, this is my assignment. Yes, sir. I pastor a church. I teach a lot of stuff. Yeah. But this is my assignment. Yes, you know what I was going to teach about when I came here? Yes. That was the Lord sent me to teach about. Yes. And a lot of folks haven't gotten help. Yes. Because I've stayed out there. They tried to send me back in, but I wouldn't go back. God anointed me, watch what I'm going to say this time, to be a financial prophet. I'm preaching for him down there in Baltimore. I mean, the hotel. I was at his church in Richmond, Virginia. I knew something had shifted on me. I got some note I might preach tomorrow night when I was at Richmond. I mean, something shifted on me. I said, what is this, God? You know, I mean, money come as Maud is so strong. Yeah. Ain't no man can do that.
That's right.
There are words that God have given you to prophesy over your finances. Yeah. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm a man sent from God. If you don't know it, if you can't say it, go sit down somewhere. I'm a man sent from God. If you don't believe in yourself, who gonna believe you? I know God sent me with this mission. God's prosperity is the only way out of the rat race.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. All the way.
And he told me to tell you that men will not be able to control you no more. Family members will not be able to control you. Politics, you got your money, will not be able to control you. So-called racism will not be able to control you. I wrote this down. I don't know how I can go over. Green make all life matter in this system come alive. If you got your green, politics can't stop you. And they're all mixed up now. They don't know what they do. They don't know what to put the man in, put him out. They're lying. They're doing all kind of stuff. I just pray for him. I ain't worried myself. All you need is some green. I didn't say dream. Y'all got enough dreams. I said green. Yep, it's coming. We're gonna pull it in a few minutes. I think we'll pull it right now. Now tonight you understand when we pull tonight, you are prophesying. To money. If he didn't want to mess it out, he wouldn't have sent me with it. Don't let the word money cripple you. When he talks about prosperity, abundance, and increase in silver and gold, that's what he's talking about. Yes. See, we function by money. Yes. Yes. He wants us to function for him. Yes. So now, three times you're going to prophesy. Yes, sir.
Impossible. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Three times. We're about to do it. Three times. You know, I've been doing it all over the country, but now, tonight, with this message, three times you're going to prophesy. You got faith for it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All distress, all discontentment, and all debt. Leave your life tonight. You don't have to be concerned about how you're going to do it.
Yes, sir.
He sent me here with the word.
Yes, sir.
That this is a prophetic financial moment in my life. Say it. I don't have to make it happen. Just cooperate.
Just cooperate.
Just believe.
Just believe.
And receive.
And receive.
Money coming to me now. Now let me ask you something before we go to the second one. What you doing? Prophesying what? You prophesy. You have two words from God that he said they will not leave until Jesus come back, because he preparing the church to be in position, to be on top. And we can't get on top without money. This third declaration, I usually say, but I'm saying it more so tonight. I want you to shout this place. I want you to let them know we're in Baton Rouge. And there's something happening at World Shakers up in here. Glory! Listen, each person, individually, personally, I want you to believe that these three times you're prophesying with a mantle on you. And if you want to remember this, here's how the Lord said, if you want to remember this night, just say thank you.
Thank you.
Driving along in your car and you start thinking about what need to happen, just say thank you. Don't try to get it to happen. Just thank you. Thank you, my whole ministry paid for. You know how I know it can be done?
Yes, sir.
Mine is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my house paid for. You know how I know it can be done? Mine is. Thank you for all my collection of cards. They paid for. Thank you for my tailor-made suit and tailor-made dress. They're all paid for. Money coming to me now. For 20-some years, and it never loses power. It stirs people up on the inside because it's from God. When I went to that supermarket and God gave me those words, I didn't know what he was doing, but he was damn called Tala Yeshua. He was Suma Nalash. He was anointing me. He was anointing me, a poor country boy, to go all over the world and tell the world what God had done. Now this fool gonna do it. Here we go. I feel anointing. I feel something about to happen in here. Glory. You ready to wash out? You wanna tell you, want me to tell you what I feel? I feel so much debt cancellation. Here's a word. Testimonies. Financial testimonies gonna come out of this meeting. No, I'm talking about big. I'm not big testimony. They will be writing and calling. I got to tell somebody. You ready for that? You ready to prophesy? No discontentment? Financing. No more distress. And no more debt financing. This the pull.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The Lord sent me here tonight to prophesy that with you, over you. I've been there. The grape is just as big as he said. Yeah. Every financial giant you have will come down tonight. Every financial giant been robbing you of your money, coming down tonight. How many of y'all believe that? Week by week living. Coming down tonight, it's over. How many of y'all ready for that? What he said in 2 Chronicles 20:20?
Yes, sir.
Believe in the Lord thy God. Be established.
Yes.
We say believe what?
Believe his promise.
What happened to you? What?
I believe you.
How many believe tonight? Yeah, yeah. Tell somebody next to you. Here we go.
Here we go.